Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, it's our old friend Phil Kirpin coming on here, president of American Commitment. As you know, I think it was in the Senate bill, because it was a tax bill, they took out the mandate where you have to buy insurance because the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court said a couple of years ago, oh, no, 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 it's a tax. Okay, then we can cover it under a tax bill, can't we? Anyway, Phil's here. He's with American Commitment, president of SAME, and he's here to talk about that and some other related stuff. Morning, Phil.
Morning. How are you?
Fine. Thank you very much. So we have a little petition, do we, at AmericanCommitment.org?
Yeah, we've been working on this for a while. We're trying to get President Trump to terminate the taxpayer-funded health insurance for members of Congress on the theory that they would then understand what it's like to not have employer coverage and make too much money to qualify for subsidies and be exposed full force to the outrageous premiums in Obamacare.
And don't forget the deductibles.
All of it. That they would feel the pain that so many other Americans are feeling and have their incentives properly aligned to get their act together on health care. And, you know, the president threatened to do this a couple of months ago. I think he's probably holding it back as leverage to use as a threat when they get back to working on health care, I hope, next year.
Yeah.
But our view is kind of, look, you know, it's better to actually do it than just to threaten it in terms of spurring Congress to action. The incentive becomes much greater if you actually do it than if you only threaten it, in our judgment. And, you know, it's not going to be an immediate thing anyway. When he announces it, it's going to have to be the Office of Personnel Management is going to have to do a rulemaking. They're going to have to take public comment. It's going to take a while. And so, you know, if he wants to make it happen, he ought to come out now and announce, you know, basically for the 2019 plan year, Congress is going to be on their own. They're going to be paying their own premiums in the regular Obamacare exchange. And if they don't like it, get their act together on health care. So that's what we're asking the president to do. I think about half the advisors in the White House agree with us. The other half do not and think, you know,
okay,
I have too many friends on Capitol Hill. I don't want to do that to them. It's a very odd sort of mentality. But, you know, I think the American public is something like 95% in favor of this, the last poll I saw.
Phil, let me just, you know, let's take a trip down memory lane and back to that golden year, 2010, when it went into effect. And, you know, I was told by our representatives here, hey, we're same thing. We are under the same plan you are. It's not going to be a problem. You know, don't worry. We're playing along here. But as it turns out, I think it was a couple of years later, President Obama said, no. Here's what we'll do. You're a small business. So therefore, right, there was kind of a sea change there, right?
Yeah, you know, the Obamacare law itself said that Congress and their staff would lose the coverage they used to have through the Federal Employee Health Benefits Plan, and they'd be required to enroll through an Obamacare exchange. And so everyone who read the law when it passed thought that meant that they were going to pay their own premiums and they were going to be in the regular Obamacare exchange in whatever state it is they come from. But, you know, Obama and Congress, they read it a little bit differently. They said, well, you know, the Small Business Health Exchange is an exchange established under Obamacare, and that's a really nice exchange because it has 57 different plan options in the District of Columbia Small Business Exchange. And unlike the regular exchange, there's an employer contribution permitted in the Small Business Exchange. And so what we're going to do is, and Obama actually had, this was an official rulemaking, and they did exactly what you said. They basically said, hey, Congress, just go ahead and falsely certify yourself as a small employer with less than 50 employees. Go ahead and get in the small business exchange, and that way you'll be able to make taxpayers keep paying your premiums. You're going to have these great choices of 57 different plans and so forth.
Wait a minute. How do you get to 50 when it's, 535 plus 100?
The thing is, they lied, but the president told them to lie, and so that somehow makes it okay, according to them. And then the other thing about this that's, like, unbelievable is now whenever members of Congress get asked about this, they just sort of, like, semi-lie because they say, why aren't you in Obamacare? They say, oh, no, I'm in Obamacare. But what they don't tell you is, I'm not in the regular Obamacare that anyone else would be in. I'm in the District of Columbia Small Business Health Exchange, and I'm not paying my premium. Taxpayers are paying 72% of it, but they don't get it. They just say, oh, yeah, I'm in Obamacare.
Okay, well, the point of this whole thing is that, you know, and Phil, you know this from having being in Washington, is you know that, in fact, I mean, there are a lot of regulations and rules that get passed that Congress does not apply to itself.
Yeah, well, this is actually even a little worse than that, right? Because when they passed the law said they were going to lose their employer coverage and go into Obamacare, and that's been on the books for 7 years, and it's never happened because they came up with this ridiculous let's pretend to be a small business scheme.
If you want to read more about this, just go to AmericanCommitment.org. There's a petition you can sign, and so far about 18,000. It'd be nice if we could get it up a little bit. So go over there. Not that I'm advocating. I'm just saying it's there if you want to sign on. Phil, I want to thank you for being on. Let's talk again.
All right. Have a good one.
Thank you, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.